EU leaders are holding talks on the bloc's seven-year budget, but Germany and France say the two-day talks are unlikely to produce an agreement. French President François Hollande says the negotiations in Brussels on the 1 trillion euro budget will probably fail. Most EU countries are urging cuts. A British daily reveals that some of the country's leading MPs had gone on lavish trips overseas paid for by foreign governments. The Independent wrote in at least one in five lawmakers in Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party made a trip to Tel Aviv paid for by pro-Israel lobbies. Another failure for Israel's Iron Dome missile system. Israeli media say a missile meant to intercept a retaliatory rocket fired from the Gaza Strip struck only 30 meters away from a busy highway. Iron Dome intercepted only 420 out of some 1,500 rockets fired by Palestinian fighters. The prominent Egyptian opposition figure Mohamed El-Baradei accuses President Mohamed Morsi of abusing power. El-Baradei says Morsi is on his way of becoming, quote, a new pharaoh. His comments come after Morsi issued constitutional amendments granting himself far-reaching powers. It's holiday season in the U.S. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving, many New Yorkers are still struggling to rebuild their lives after Superstorm Sandy. 3 weeks ago, the massive storm ripped through the U.S. East Coast. For many Staten Island residents, the nightmare is far from over. Civil servants in Greece hold protests for the fifth straight day as the government plans to axe thousands of jobs. Government employees carried a coffin with the name of the prime minister during a mock funeral procession. Greece promised its international lenders it would slash more public sector jobs. The BBC picks a new boss after the resignation of his former chief over a mishandling of the recent underage sex scandals. Tony Hall will replace George Entwistle, who resigned earlier this month. Back in October, the BBC admitted to covering up the fact that its former presenter, Jamie Savile, was a serial child abuser. The Spanish region of Catalonia is choosing a new government on Sunday. The election could trigger a constitutional crisis over a resurgent Catalan breakaway movement. Opinion polls show most Catalans will vote for pro-independence parties, either from the left or right.